You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal!
Scoring the goals.
He shoots, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill, Alex Dunn and Pete Farries with you this week to look ahead to two televised games in the Championship. Pete will then offer his best bets. And then we've got Gav Puszczalowski and Al Ross on the best of League One and League Two. Mr. Farries, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It feels like ages since I've spoken to you. I was off ill last week.
You were?
The week before that was the international break.
Did you have a poorly tummy?
I had a very poorly tummy, Pete. Let's not go into too much detail, but yeah, it was unpleasant for all concerned, I think it's fair to say. So we'll leave that there. And how's your digestive system?
Regular.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, it's a 10er, mate.
Oh, well done.
I have an excellent diet. Anyway, on to more important issues. Yeah, I'm good. I've had a good couple of weeks, actually, on the betting front. I don't want to brag, because a couple of weeks before that, it was atrocious. Mm. On Saturday, it was a nightmare. On Saturday, I wasn't close to my hacker, but I landed respective hackers on Tuesday and Wednesday night on the domestic action, so I'm feeling much cheerier. Plus, and I know we're recording this on Friday, and of course we've got Saturday and Sunday still to come. Plus, I backed Charlie Hoffman for the Masters.
Oh, nice!
At 150-1. So seeing him rack up that kind of lead in that kind of conditions has left me pretty confident. Well, at least my each way places, which is of course a fifth of the odds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Here with William Hill.
Nice, very nice.
That was pre tournament though. Of course, that was.
I've also backed him.
Have you?
Yeah. So that means that by the time people listen to this, he will not be in the lead anymore.
But as people listen to this, you and I will be consoling each other in a
bar.
Yeah.
No, I know very little about golf. I backed 7 players and had a sum total of £10 across the 7 players.
Right, I've had a lot more than that on 11 players.
Okay, I definitely haven't done that. I know nothing of golf. I like to have an interest, though, in events such as this. And, hey, I've got my interests worth.
Well, two of those were Fleetwood and Newstazen, so that's their race win already. So, you know, we're down to 9 already.
Useless. Yeah. Let's hope your football tipping is better than most of those tips, although you have, you know, we are with the leader. So, but again, by the time people listen to this, anything could happen. Anything could happen. QPR Brighton is the Friday night game in the Championship. QPR 5-2, the draw 23-10, and Brighton are 11-10. It's a hashtag your odds game. Plenty of enhanced odds for you to get stuck into as well on the William Hill website. Big game at the top of the table for, well, I say at the top of the table. It's a big game for Brighton. QPR just sort of mid-table mediocrity, really. They're not going to go down. They can't really go any further up. They're just sort of stuck in mid-table. Brighton still got Huddersfield just nibbling at them. They'll also be looking at Newcastle above them and going, yeah, we can go back top with a win here for a little while anyway. And the fact that they're odds against is going to tempt people.
Brighton are the pick here. Mm. I mean, no question at all. QPR aren't officially safe, are they? So at the moment, they're 10 points clear of relegation. But there's 18 to play for, isn't there? As things stand. So you could look at it and say, well, they're not safe, but they're not going to get dragged into this. They're just not. So the argument, I mean, I saw one tipping service on Twitter earlier saying, QPR need to win this to ensure survival. And it's like, ensure survival? That's kind of what they've done over the last sort of a month and a bit when they've been very, very good in the Championship. Beat Rotherham, beat Barnsley, of course. Good at Loftus Road. Lost back-to-back games, though, Alex, of course, without scoring, I should say. 2-1-0 losses at Derby and at Villa. Their home form has been very good. I mean, 4 back-to-back wins. But, and there is a big but here, isn't there, Alex? These are teams that you'd expect QPR to beat. Wigan. Cardiff at home are tough, but away are gettable. Barnsley and Rotherham, who we all know are not very good at all. So you look at all of that and you say, well, hang on a second. Those are good wins. They're important wins because they need to stay in the league. But they're not scary wins if you're Brighton. Brighton have, of course, won 4 of the last 5 games. Away from home, it has been a lot worse. But again, then you dissect who they've played. They've lost at Huddersfield. Okay, fine. They've lost at Leeds. Okay, fine. They've lost at Forest. But it still remains here. The Brighton are incredible away from home. I mean, you can't not be with Brighton here, is what I'm trying to say. And I know we were previewing this on Friday. It's happening Friday night, so people might want to skip through this. But I'm definitely going Brighton. Brighton won the reverse fixture back just after Christmas, 3-0. And you are, very simply, very obviously, 100% with Brighton here. I couldn't. The only thing I could say is that QPR's home form has been really, really vastly improving, and they've won 4 back-to-back home games. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter for this because Brighton are much better. They've got much more focus. They've got much more need, really, to win this game. And they're a much better side. So, for me, happy with Brighton at 11-10. So, obviously, the Glenn Murray and Brighton is going to be interesting, isn't it? The enhanced odds at 3-1. He's been amazing this season, 13-10 anytime. Knockaert loves it on telly. We've said this before and been proven wrong sometimes and right others. But 17-10, Anthony Knockaert to score anytime is really good as well. I'm not against the overs at even money. I mean, you look at the goals. I mean, the fact is that QPR do score in home games, scored in every home game since the 18th of December. So, you know, the both teams to score, the overs, both interesting plays. But this one was very simple for me. Brighton have got the talent and the need to win this game, and I think they'll apply both.
Okay, fair enough then. Brighton getting the nod in that one. We'll move to the Saturday tea time kickoff then. Sheffield Wednesday against Newcastle. Sheffield Wednesday 21-10. The draw also 21-10. And Newcastle are 7-5. Another hashtag your odds game. And another massive game at the top of the table, because by the time Newcastle play, who knows, Brighton could have gone back top once more. Newcastle got past Burton in midweek, despite some of the worst refereeing anyone has ever seen ever, and I speak as a Newcastle fan there, Pete. I don't think I'm even being biased there, though. It was absolutely horrible.
The worst thing about it, right, so if Keith Stroud makes a mistake, you know, we all get them brain farts, right? So if he makes that mistake, then someone is meant to go, Keith, no, it's this. The issue for me is not that Stroud has made the mistake, because people make mistakes. It's that then there was a whole debate about it and still no one came to the correct decision. That's the issue for me. So actually, making the mistake, every referee would have, maybe not on such a big scale, but every referee would have done it. They'd have just gone, oh, what have I done? You know, we've all done that before. I've done it on this podcast when I've said this team's won 3 and 4, and I mean, sorry, they've lost 3 and 4. You know, it's not maybe not quite as devastating a thing, but do you know what I mean? We all make mistakes.
I edit those out normally, Pete.
Yeah, exactly. Well, oh, that'll be why then.
Yeah.
But exactly. No, exactly my point. Exactly my point.
He had the chance to edit. He had five minutes of editing time.
5 minutes. Him, the assistant referees, the fourth official, all had the chance to go, no, Keith, you've had a strange moment there. That's definitely a penalty to be retaken. Done. That's it.
Mm.
To have 5 minutes of debate and still come to the wrong conclusion, that to me is the crazy thing. Not necessarily the mistake, the nonsense of going down that road and still not coming to the right conclusion.
Mm.
Crazy. If they hadn't won that game, I can't even begin to imagine. However, one of my favourite bets in this game, can you guess?
Is it a penalty or is it Matt Ritchie?
It's penalty awarded at 7-2. I mean, listen, we're not going to sit here and pretend there's... I'm not going to go, right, so I've been looking at this recently in the form lines, because that's great. Sometimes doing that is brilliant. Sometimes you just say, I've heard 1,000 times. You can see now, oh, can you believe after last week and all this stuff? It just seems like a good bet to me, that.
Mm-hmm.
A fun bet. I think it's probably more of a fun bet, isn't it, than maybe a good bet between these two sides. But I thought 7-2 penalty awarded was great. I mean, I always play penalty awarded and scored rather than the awarded. I know there's logic against that, of course, as well, because you're losing very little value for basically just being awarded rather than needing the extra goal on top.
Mm.
But I sometimes like the extra value because, you know, missed penalties, while they can happen, are still rare, aren't they? So it's interesting to know who's on what side of what argument. But as a game, this is not an easy match, is it?
No, not at all. I've been banging a drum for Sheffield Wednesday for some time, saying that they were the best side that Newcastle had played so far this season. When we played them on Boxing Day, I say we. Sorry, I should be more
professional.
Professional, yeah. Sorry, but that's the only side that have made me change my mind about that was Fulham. To be fair, since that Boxing Day defeat, Sheffield Wednesday, I think, are fantastic on their day. The issue that they have is away from home, they're not good enough. But at home, they are, I was going to say, they're fantastic. They've only won one of the last four at home now, and they've only got the 9th best home record in the division. But look, I think Newcastle would probably go here and take a point. If I'm being completely honest, it wouldn't be the worst result in the world. Although, when push comes to shove, we're at the tight end of the season now and there's only six games left. They could probably do with a win just to pretty much confirm promotion.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with almost any of that. The only issue I've got with Wednesday, of course, is that, you know, like we've been saying for a while, you and I, privately, Wednesday aren't very good at the moment. Only two wins since the 18th of February. Now, if you're a team who's gunning for promotion and playoffs, this is the worst time of the season to be having your worst run of form. They've got a couple of key players back from injury, the likes of Tom Lees and stuff are coming back into that side. But I'm not going to get too carried away with their midweek victory. Why am I not, Alex? Because it was against Rotherham.
Yes.
So actually, as much as I think a draw for Newcastle is absolutely fine, and it might get to a certain stage where Rafa goes, the draw is fine, and he takes the draw. He's not Dutch, but you know what I mean. 21-10 the draw. You're right. It may get to a point where he takes that. But I'm still getting 7-5 on Newcastle. And, you know, okay, let's look at the other side of it. Sheffield Wednesday, very decent at home. But then, you know, Brighton have been there and won this season. Leeds have been there and won this season. Huddersfield went there and, of course, were beaten. But there's extra facets to that in terms of locality and stuff. I just think, you know, Reading have been there and won. I look at it and I think, well, hang on, some good teams have been to Wednesday when they've needed to win and beaten them. So 7-5, Newcastle. I actually think Newcastle win this game. You mentioned Matt Ritchie earlier on. 11-4 any time, Matt Ritchie. I've been a big Matt Ritchie fan for years now. And I think 11-4 any time is a very, very good play. Obviously, you've got Gale, you've got Mitrovic, you've got Murphy. There's loads of talented players in there, but certainly Ritchie, I think, covers the basis of a man in double figures for goals and also, you know, midweek and everything else. 11-4 any time. I worry about Wednesday because their away form outside of a win at Rotherham, which again we're not reading too much into, doesn't often curry a huge amount of favour with me. Just their away form's not good, and it's hard to build the kind of a momentum you need to go up if, frankly, your away form isn't there propping that form line up. So I think Newcastle would be the play. You are right, the draw is a consideration here. Mm-hmm. It really is. But I would rather be with Newcastle than I would with Sheffield Wednesday, I can tell you that.
Okay, fair enough. So that one coming up on Saturday tea time. There, the two televised games in the Championship this week. I'll leave it to Pete now to wrap up his thoughts in the 3 o'clock games and put forward his nap as well. Then we'll hear from Gav Puchalski on League One and Al Ross on League Two. And I'll be back next week. Over to you, Pete.
Let's start then at the City Ground with Nottingham Forest against Huddersfield Town. 23-10 Forest, so too is the draw. Huddersfield in the market at 6-5. You really can't look past an odds against Huddersfield here. So, for example, if you've backed Huddersfield in 2017, you've won all but five times and you're still getting odds against. Now, Forest's form is not good. They've, of course, now found themselves just 2 points away from the relegation zone and they've not won any of their last five. You do have to be a little bit careful with this. Forest's home form has seen some impressive performances, if not really tons and tons of points. They have won three of the last six at home, to be fair, and drawn 1-2, which looking at it is not particularly bad, is it? But they've beaten Rotherham and Villa away from home, who were never really trustworthy, but they've also narrowly lost to Wednesday, battered Brighton, drawn with Derby, and narrowly lost to Brentford too. But Huddersfield at 6-5 have to be your play in this game. Like I say, all but five games in 2017 for David Wagner's men won. Their away form, while a little patchy sometimes, is still 3 wins from 5 and a draw at Barnsley. They were dreadful on their last away trip to Bristol City, and David Wagner will want, desperately, to sort that out. So odds against on Huddersfield looks really good. Now, we've of course talked many times in this podcast this season about Huddersfield and the way that they win games. The 3-0 victory over Norwich was a very, very rare victory, of course, because it came by more than a goal. That's not something that Huddersfield particularly enjoy doing. You go back and you go through all of their wins this season. 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 1-0, 1-0, 2-1, 2-1, 1-0, 1-0, 2-1, 1-0, 2-1, 2-1, 1-0, 2-0 against Ipswich, 3-1 against Brighton, 2-1, 2-1, 3-2, 1-0, 1-0, and then, of course, that 3-0 victory over Norwich. It is a really, really good bet all the time if you're looking for a Huddersfield victory, for that victory to come by a goal. Huddersfield minus one, Forest plus one in the handicap tie at the moment at 11-4. Now, while David Wagner has got some good attacking talent on display and certainly in his pocket, he's not regularly been going with any front line because he's brought in Colin Kana, and there's really not too much regularity. Both Wells and Kachunga, of course, missed out two games ago and were brought in, of course, in the week. That helped. Kachunga scored midweek. He's 6-4 anytime. He's a definite play. Listen, Forest are not the worst side in the world, although they're not too far away from being one of the few worst sides in this division. They are really worried about relegation. I think Huddersfield, who've won, to repeat again, all but five games in 2017, to be odds against, despite Forest's solid home form, that's a 6-5, odds against, even money, or possibly 10-11, depending on what price it goes off at, that I can get behind. My first bet this weekend is Huddersfield to beat Forest. There will be many people, I think, this weekend looking for Simon Grayson to hurt his old club Leeds United at Elland Road. 23-20 Leeds, the draw 9-4 Preston, possibly quite big at 5-2. This is a side who've lost just twice in 2017, and while their away wins have been few and far between, no away win since a victory at the Pirelli on the 2nd of January, they've still only lost twice on the road in that period too. For Leeds United, well, it has been a bit of a stinky run. Just one win from five, albeit a good one over Brighton, has seen them draw, albeit last minute with Fulham, 0-0 with QPR, and then, of course, Reading and Brentford to nil losses. But they were away from home, much of that. And to be honest, Leeds United at Elland Road are a completely different beast. Just two home losses since their sticky start at the beginning of the season. So that's really looking at two losses since September at Elland Road. They're scoring goals, they're looking solid. And to me, I think they're going to be able to get over the line here. Yeah, like I say, Preston are a really tough team to beat, and the draw at 9-4 is also a good bet, you'd imagine. But I don't think you'd play it. I think Wood 23-20, I think Leeds 23-20. The thing about good sides is, more often than not, you can find the right win when you need it. And after the nonsense pre-match about the slagging off of players and management, etc., from the Reading and from the Leeds camp ahead of that game was steeped in all kinds of other nonsense. The Brentford game, well, I think that just was a poor performance from Leeds. It's hard, really, to argue in any other way. But I just don't know with Leeds. You don't expect away from home for them to do much, but at home, incredibly good, of course. They've won 5-0 in the last couple of weeks there. They are a good home side, so I will take Leeds here, possibly with a little bit of trepidation, but not too much. Leeds will do me nicely at 23-20. I think, to finish this podcast, I'm going to go maybe a little philosophical firstly, because I think when we're punting, when we're talking about bets, when I'm talking about my bets, I'm very aware that one of the main facets, if not the main facet I look at, is home form versus away form. It's one of, if not the main marker outside of general form I use. I don't look at head-to-heads particularly, I don't always look at rivalry, I don't always look at injuries. I really mainly, more often than not, while of course I factor everything in, I base the reason I put my money down normally on home form versus away form. It doesn't mean I'm right and others are wrong, and it doesn't mean I'm wrong and others are right. It's just the way that I do it. Here, it's a difficult game to differentiate these two sides in terms of home versus away form. It's Bristol City against Wolves. Now, Bristol City at the moment are 13-8. The draw is 9-4. Wolves are 17-10. But I am 100% with Wolves here. Because while Bristol City's home form has been inconsistent, but okay, you have to be with a side who've won five of their last six games. Bristol City, of course, lost 2-0 against Brentford, got battered by Preston 5-0 midweek, and that can't be good for the confidence, especially when you're just 1 point and four goals outside of the relegation zone. For Wolves, well, they've been scoring plenty of goals, of course, hit three past Cardiff, three past Fulham, two past Brentford. The over 1.5 Wolves goal in this game, by the way, is a really good price, 8-5. And for that, of course, you get two all draws, you get 3-2 losses, 4-2 losses. You get basically anything where Wolves have scored twice. Bristol City, I think are in serious trouble, because I've seen improvement from Blackburn. And while Bristol City don't lose a lot of games at home, certainly recently just one loss in six at home, they're not a side that really deserves any of your cash. For Wolves, while their away form generally has been quite poor, they have won three of their last six away from home, and losing at Burton and losing at Reading, there is really no shame in that. One more win for Wolves, it is done, they are safe, they're probably safe already. For Bristol City, I think a loss here puts them in serious, serious trouble. But I'm happy to take Wolves at 17-10 as my outright pick, and Wolves over 1.5 match goals at 8-5. So on to my NAF then. I put up Huddersfield at 6-5, Leeds at 23-20, Wolves at 17-10. That's an 11.77-1 accumulator at the time of recording, should you fancy that. But which one is my NAF? Well, Huddersfield are brilliant at the moment, taking on a side in Forest who don't look good but have been decent at home. Leeds, well, they're normally phenomenal at home. Preston are a great side and tough to beat, though. And Wolves, well, Wolves are my NAP of the week at 17-10. I think probably actually the over 1.5 is a better bet, but I'm going to NAP the outright here at 17-10. Bristol City, I think, are really panicking. If you have a little run of form like they did, that makes it look like you might be safe, then you lose two games back-to-back in a week, conceding seven goals in the process. I think you start to panic. With Wolves having won five of their last six games, my NAP of the week is Wolverhampton Wanderers. Whatever you're backing, very best of luck.
You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
So that is it in terms of automatic promotion from League One. I think the top two have got it sewn up here. Sheffield United will get promoted if they win at Northampton or match the result of Fleetwood away at Oldham. And Bolton have a chance if Fleetwood lose. If Bolton win at Scunthorpe, Bolton will move 11 points clear of third with 12 points left to play for. And that is my starting point for my three best bets in League One this weekend. Bolton away at Scunthorpe. Bolton are 29-20. Bolton have done something for the first time in a very long time, which is win the last five games straight on the road, and they're scoring plenty as well. Four at Fleetwood, four at Gillingham, four at Oxford, two at Shrewsbury and one at Southend. Five goals in five away games for centre-half Mark Beavers. He is 6-1 any time to score away at Scunthorpe. A 6-1 that's landed five in five. David Uita's been amongst the goals as well, the other centre-half. And he's also 6-1 to score any time for Bolton. Scunthorpe form, we all know how far they have dropped. Scunthorpe actually could miss out on the playoffs. They're just a point ahead of Millwall, the first team just outside the playoffs. And Scunthorpe find themselves 12 points behind Bolton. And I don't think they're going to stop Bolton in this one. I think they've got both feet in the Championship. They're playing good football away from home, confident football, scoring plenty of goals. And I actually think that if you go to Bolton and park the bus like Chesterfield did, you're going to get a point. There's a chance of that. But away from home for Bolton, teams come at them. And I think Scunthorpe will go at Bolton and that will suit Bolton down to the ground. I think over 2.5 goals, I think both teams could score. But I like Bolton at 29-20 to pile on the misery for Scunthorpe. My next bet might be a little bit out there, but I actually quite fancy Coventry to beat Peterborough. Coventry are 13 points from safety with 15 points left to play for. If they lose here and results go against them, they are down. I think they're down anyway. The fans are resigned to League Two football next season. But Coventry, there is life in the Sky Blues because of Mark Robbins. He's got them well organised and they are playing with a bit more confidence. Coventry have actually won three of the last four games, including the Checkatrade Trophy. They lost away at Sheffield United on Wednesday night, but Coventry did match the Blades for an hour in that game at Bramall Lane. Coventry have won their last two games at home, 2-1 against Port Vale and 1-0 against Bristol Rovers. And Peterborough away from home, they've only won two of seven, and those victories have come with clean sheets, 3-0 at Port Vale and 1-0 at Gillingham. Essentially, if you score against Peterborough, you're going to get something from the game. And Peterborough have conceded in five of seven away from home, losing four of those five. So if Coventry can score, I think they can win the game, and I'm backing them at 15-8. They are going to go down, but they're going to go down with a fight. I think the fans are right behind them because they're resigned to relegation, and I think Mark Robinson's got them organised, well-drilled, and they are scoring goals at home. So I fancy Coventry to beat Peterborough at the weekend at 15-8. My next and third and final shout is the draw between Oldham and Fleetwood. I think Fleetwood are resigned to being in the playoffs, and they'll be a threat to anyone in the playoffs, of course. But the problem with Oldham is the pitch. It is atrocious. It is just the most awful pitch in League One. And John Sheridan's boys like to play football, but they can't do it on the home pitch. They've drawn against Millwall, drawn against Bury, drawn against Sheffield United. 3 draws in 4 at home for Oldham at Boundary Park of old. And Fleetwood, away from home, very good, but they do throw in the occasional draw away at Charlton and away at Bury. It could be a score draw, but the draw nonetheless is a big play at 2-1 because of the state of the pitch and the fact that Fleetwood, I think they're resigned to missing out on the top two. So my three bets for this weekend's action is Bolton to win away at Scunthorpe at 29-20. It is Coventry to win at home to Peterborough at 15-8. And my nap selection is Oldham versus Fleetwood Town to be the draw at 2-1. It is just over 20-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.
You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Some real tight calls this week. Accrington and Crewe, two of the league's real informed teams, playing each other. Colchester and Stevenage likewise. Cambridge's poor form means I'm not even backing against Leighton Orient in the treble, though frankly I wouldn't put you off them in an acca. There's just better value elsewhere. Cambridge still have a real outside chance of the playoffs with 6 to play, so they're not on the beach yet and should brush Orient aside. 5 points behind Cambridge, Grimsby are out of contention for anything except mid-table, as a record of 3 scored 11 conceded in the last 4 games shows. A 5-1 thrashing by Doncaster last week, not good preparation for a game against a Blackpool side who were done by an injury time goal as they pushed for the winner against Luton. Blackpool now outside the playoff places by 2 points and with everything to play for. Before last week's game, Blackpool were the form horse of League Two as well. Even with that Luton defeat, still 16 points from a possible 21, 5 wins in 7. To find Grimsby's last 5 wins, you have to go back to January the 7th. Aside from at Orient, where everybody wins, Grimsby have 2 points from the last 6 on the road. They will find Bloomfield Road unforgiving. Blackpool at 4-5 and 17-5 in the race to 3 goals, because they score big at home, 10 in the last 5, so that's not impossible. Along with Grimsby in that mid-table no-man's land are Crawley. A 3-0 home win over Leighton Orient in their last home game a few weeks ago took them to 48 points. They are safe. That Orient win, and everybody beats Orient, was their only home win since the beginning of February, 1 point from the other 6 games. And Josh Irworth will be suspended for this one for fighting in last week's defeat at Newport. At home as well, where their record is poorest, they are hosting a Plymouth side who have just become the only side this season to win in the league at Doncaster. Plymouth haven't lost away since the end of January. In second at the moment, automatic promotion looks almost certain for them. Just need a few more points to make sure. And given Plymouth's home form is pretty ropey at the moment, this match might actually represent their best chance to get those points in the bag. Plus, if Doncaster do slip up, they're also in the title hunt, so 23-20 on Plymouth is just a massively unfair price. And I won't be tipping Doncaster on this podcast at any point next season, because they won't be in this league next season. A win at home against Mansfield will be enough to ensure they're the first side to clinch automatic promotion to League One this season. Don't let Mansfield's 2 recent wins fool you, they're still not that good. Doncaster, with 4 wins in 5, only the 1 home defeat in the league all season, should not be near even money. Realistically, they'll either clinch promotion in front of their home fans with a party, or they have to wait to do it on a Friday night in Colchester. The more appealing option is Saturday, obviously. Besides which, Their last home match, that 1-0 defeat to Plymouth, not just their only home defeat, but also the only time they have failed to score at home in League 2 all season. Against a Mansfield side who've only scored in one of their last five away games, and that includes at a Cheltenham side that played for 75 minutes with 10 men. 10-11 at home on the league leaders is a gift, and therefore the nap this week. The treble, though, pays just 6.38-1, so if you want to make it a fourfold by putting Cambridge to beat Orient in there and make it up to double figures, then I wouldn't blame you. The straight treble, though, Blackpool, Plymouth, and this week's nap, Doncaster.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.